What's up? What's happening? What's going on? And all that good stuff. Look at Twan already done left a message before we got started. He said, can't wait until 6:30. And it's 6:30. Welcome to SW Live. We in the building. We are here. And this is one of the last, well, we got one more Wednesday, but it's the second to the last Wednesday of the month. So we wanted to go ahead and make sure we did our dedication to women's history, women in history, women's history, women's history month, all that good stuff, whatever you want to call it. We are about to do our portion and talk about some Waymaker women. And these are, of course, women of my choice, people who I feel deserve this nod and the opportunity to come on and speak about who they are, what they do, and why they do what they do, because, you know, that's important. So welcome. Welcome to Wednesday. Welcome to Wednesday, y'all. It is Wednesday, March 22nd, and I'm just excited. I'm just excited. I hope y'all are. I hope y'all are excited and ready for the show. We got some really great people featured on the show today, so I'm ready for all that to go down, all right? So before we get started, y'all know I'm always about my quote of the day. And I wanna make sure we get into that, but I wanna do my quote. I wanna have it ready for y'all for when we bring on our guests. That's what I wanna do with the quote. I might have to turn off this Wi-Fi because it looked like it's acting an ass, and I don't like that. I was just saying the light was doing some weird stuff, and then and now my Wi-Fi want to act stupid. It just want to be a weird day. I'm not even going to even accept it. Let me shake it off because I might just turn off this Wi-Fi. Because I don't have time. Because what I do not is play about SW Live. I do not play about this. This is mine. This is my baby. Hold on 1 second. Let me click that off. Shoot. All right. There we go. All right. Welcome back. We are here. We about to get on. Available. Ready to get into it for today. So whoever's available, I think I might want to just bring them on because I want to go ahead and do the quote of the day, jump into the conversation. I told you I had to go on turn that Wi-Fi off. Look what happened. It's all back to normal now. Look at you trying to mess with me. Don't mess with me. I ain't got time. I'm not about to get started with that. Quote of the day. Let's see who's available on here. We got Tracy. We got Pree. We got Kawan. Y'all ladies ready to come on? Give me a nod if you're ready. Look at Tracy. Look around like. Well, regardless, I want to bring on whoever wants to come on right now so y'all can participate with the quote of the day, because I always like to have in some of the guest participation for that. But otherwise, don't feel pressured. I'm gonna bring you on at your time. I just want to give you the opportunity to come on a little earlier. But we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna keep it where you say. You good, Therese? You wanna come on or you good? Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I want to be sure of. That's what I want to be sure of. I ain't wanna click you on there now. All right, what's going on? You hear me, Kwan?
Yes, I do, sister.
Hello there.
Hey, love.
How are you?
I am great. And you? You looking beautiful.
Thank you so much, boo. Hold on, let me respond. I can see this. Boo, boo. All right, so now that I got you on the screen, I want to do the quote of the day. Every week we do a quote of the day, and today is no different. I want to make sure you are on here responding to the knowledge that you want to bring to the table today. And also, I'm not gonna have you do your intro. I'm not gonna do the introduction of who you are right now because I want to do that when we go in as the panel, but I want to make sure that they do know that that's I am me, okay? That's I am me right there.
Period.
Okay. Dang, it's doing the same. Is it doing the same? No, it's not. Okay, good. Perfect. Great. So, quote of the day. Everyone can't be a part of making history, but we can make sure we are included in the history that's created. What do you think about that, Closes?
That's exactly what I'm in the process of doing, making sure that it is created.
Well, I like that response. So, you creating a legacy. Mm-hmm. You creating a legacy. You're haunting a legacy, and you're bringing an experience to the table. So, when you think about a statement as history is being created, or you're being a part of the movement of the history that's being created, does that make you feel like enthusiastic for the people you bringing behind you, or like how does that help you acknowledge where you're going and make you feel as if you're doing a service versus a disservice?
Well, I feel real great, especially from where I come from to where I'm at now, and still being able to, you know, produce a product, still be an author and remain a woman. That's a good thing about it. But being a part of history, I love it. I know I'm going to leave something behind. I have grandkids, so that is my legacy, and they will carry this forth. So that's why when I decided on the brand name, I want to make sure it sticks.
That's good. That's a great response to that. History alone is what we have to remember. A lot of us, we grew from that. We come from that. We are already embalmed in some type of historic moments, whether it be something your great-grandparents did that changed whether or not how you were able to move in your own life. Because we know that a lot of the movements we have today are because of people before us. So mm-hmm. Would you agree that being a part of history has to be more than just saying I'm bringing this to the table because of something that you brand? Do you feel like your brand has to be an evolving thing in history versus just being something I'm selling and making money off of? Like, do you feel like you're bringing a brand that is creating a historic movement, a moment, or, you know, is that what your brand does?
Yes, and that my brand, I Am Me, it definitely is centered around ones that don't have a voice or don't want to speak. So due to all of the changes in the world, all the different types of situations going on, my brand fits right in there because we got a lot of discrimination against certain different things. But a lot of people don't want to speak their voice. So if you wear the brand, you know, it actually speaks for you. So I do think that it fits in this era at this moment here because of all of the changes. And when, you know, people approach me or they see that, they're like, oh, I can relate, you know. So pulling that out of people, they may not want to speak, but they will wear the brand and let the brand speak for them. So, yeah, it's definitely worth being in this era.
That's a great response. Definitely fit into the era that you're in. So welcome to the show. Welcome.
Thank you for
allowing to give your time to the Waymaker conversation, because I wanted to make sure that people who were selected to speak on this topic were either people who were walking in who they already wanted to be, or people who are walking into the people who they're trying to become. And you don't have to be already successfully ingrained in doing something to be a Waymaker person. It could be the things, the steps that you took to get there that also give you that obligation or that obligatory status. So welcome to the show. We're going to go ahead and get ready to jump into it. Let's see. All right. What? 6:40. Now, I do want to go, since I already have you on, I will go ahead and do your introduction because you are here. So we'll go ahead and get that started. So today we're going, what we're talking about today is Waymaker women. And a Waymaker is a leader who uses their power and their position to help others succeed. It's not just a definition that fits everybody. You cannot be like, oh, I created a way, or I'm a Waymaker, just because you feel like that when you wake up in the morning. You have to have done some things to be in that role. So I will go ahead and say that the people who I feel are going to have this conversation with us today, or going to come on today, are definitely in that status, because you don't have to create the lane that you're working in. You just got to make it your own. You don't have to be the first person that created t-shirts to be a t-shirt brand. You don't have to be a florist, the first one to have that brand. But your brand has to stand up and stand apart from the prior brands. That's what's going to make your status the status that it is given. That's what makes people support you. Everybody ain't going to support you, but the ones who support you for a reason.
Right.
It's a reason behind what you're producing. So who we have here today, well, one of the guests that we have today is Ms. Kawan Carney. She is an author and CEO of an apparel line called I Am Me, and she designed a brand that speaks without speaking. This brand is for anyone that's afraid to use their voice as a defense tool to defend the vulnerable, ignore the unfamiliarity, and silence the voluble. Look no further. This brand has been born that will fight for you while you are quiet. I love that. So welcome to the show, Ms. Kawan Comedy of I Am
Thank
Me.
You. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. So I just read out who you are and what you do, but tell me with your own words how you feel about being the product of I Am Me. What has it done for you?
Well, first, it actually made me speak more. That's the first thing. That's one of the reasons for the brand, is because growing up, you know, I didn't speak much. I got bullied a lot and I fought a lot. Went home and got in trouble. Couldn't tell her the reason why I was fighting. So I felt like I lost my voice when I was younger. I kept a diary till the age of 30 because I wrote down everything. You know, but as I progressed in life, I started talking more and being able to speak more. I had a lot of girlfriends that would speak for me, but when I get around a crowd, I'm the funny person. You know, I didn't have a problem with it. So that what inspired me to actually come up with that name brand, because I'm like, I'm not the only person out here that may have a problem with speaking, responding to whatever's actually going on in life and stuff. So that was my inspiration.
That's a really, 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 really awesome reason to create something, because it doesn't just stand, it's not just helping the people. It helped you. It brought you out of a dark place that you fought through growing up and trying to be, growing into a person that you needed to be today. But we don't see a lot of those attributes because we don't know how much those things do affect us. We don't see all of that. It has a whole different meaning once we start to see, like, dang, it's people around here that can talk to people about stuff. Right. You know what I'm saying? When we do step outside that comfort zone, it does give that different element. So welcome to the show, Kawan. Thank you for joining in. We're going to bring in our next woman so that we can go ahead and get this panel started. I know I am not going in order, because guess what? I ain't even bring the order home. So, it's on a screenshot on my phone, Jack. But we're going to go ahead and see. Let me see who else on here right now. Okay, so we got Tracy on here. So we're going to bring Tracy on. And then we're going to bring on, after that, we're going to bring on Miss Sapricia. So let's bring Tracia Renee to the stage.
Hi, Tracia.
What's happening, Tracy?
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
We're pretty great. Good, my dear. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm feeling great.
That's excellent. Welcome, welcome, welcome aboard. I'm going to go ahead and drop your intro. Ms. Tricia Renee is a certified empowerment and business coach, an entrepreneur, a mom, and the founder of She's More Society. Since 2016, building this community of like-minded women has been my passion. It's her purpose to spread love and help women know they are more than any label, mistaken, or limitation based on them. Her caring and fun, optimistic personality, coupled with perseverance, determination, and her go-getter attitude is what makes her a magnet for positive, uplifting women. Welcome, Tricia Ayers. It says Tricia Renee on there, but I've been knowing this young lady for
forever.
Oh, my goodness. So welcome, Tricia.
Thank you for having me, Shelby.
Awesome. I'm happy you're here. I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Kawan. Your brand, what do you think your gave you the inspiration to get your brand going for you? What made it applicable for what you have going on?
It was a way of healing for me. There were voids that I needed to fill, and there was also certain situations and circumstances that I know other women needed. So I created this to be a safe space for us to kind of grow and heal together, because we started in 2016 under a totally different name, but, you know, pandemic came, went through a divorce, like situations happened. But when I came out of this, it's like, I'm more than everything that I've been through. Talking to friends who've been through health situations, different situations and relationships, and just uplifting them and letting them know that, okay, that happened, but you're more than that. So that's where this new brand and name came from. And so that's what I feel like everybody should feel like. You're more than your past, any mistake you made, just know that you're more and you're worth so much.
Welcome, Tracy. Thank you. Welcome, Miss She's More. I love it. I know we're going to get into more about that, but I'm just really happy that you did. I do remember the brand had a previous name before, but I think when I saw this one, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know, because it was like, it spoke. It said something. It's like, okay, well, that means a lot. Mm-hmm. It has a lot within that. It has a lot behind that. So welcome, lady. Welcome. We're going to have a conversation in a few minutes. Let's see who else we got up here. We got Sapricia. Let's bring you on. There she is. Hello, Pri. How you doing? Hold on. Let me see if you muted. Oh, you muted. Unmute yourself, boo. I got you.
Okay.
There you go. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Somebody just said they can't unmute Tracy. Oh, yeah. I think it can't be. I have to do something, Tracy. Give me a second. Let me see. Because I don't know if I did that or if it only could be. There you go. Okay. Oh, no. I think it only could be like two or three people talking at once or something like that. I don't know, child. I'm gonna give it another try, Tracy. Tracy.
What's going on?
Let me give her wonderful introduction. Welcome aboard, Precy. Hey. Ms. Precia Jefferson, the proud mother and wife of Chic by Decor and Design. Chic by Decor is a party and event planning company originated in 2020, birthed in the pandemic as a way to deal with the stress during that time. Chic's mission is to bring a wow factor to every event, no matter the budget. Okay.
Hey.
All right. I like it. I like it. So, Pri, tell us a little bit as to what inspired you beyond the pandemic to create Chic by Decor and Design, and how that is a part of you. How did you make this particular brand yours?
Well, I mean, I've always enjoyed making things beautiful, you know, within the family and all that stuff. So it was always something that I did, you know, as a therapeutic way to get through anything, you know, like just either with, you know, interior design, decor, drawing, painting, you know, I've just always had an interest in that. And so when the pandemic happened, you know, we were confined to our homes and all that stuff. And then one day, you know, I was like, you know, I should have a birthday party. And since it's so intimate right now, let me just throw something in my house. And so it was just something that I just really enjoyed doing. And when I saw the responses from everybody, I was like, dang, you know, you start hearing those voices from people back in your past and like, you should really do this. Mm-hmm. And so I just, you know, prayed about it. And again, it's just something that I enjoy doing. So it was not like it was a job or anything like that. It's really something that I like doing. And not only that, but I like seeing people's responses, you know, when they see what I've created for them. So, and I'm a firm believer that, you know, when you look good, you feel good. You know, if you put yourself in feel good places, you will also get that energy too. So that was another reason why I created it. And when it says about a budget, that was in particular, you know, pertaining to, you know, people who don't necessarily have a lot of money, but they still want to be beautiful. They still want to feel beautiful. They still want to, you know, want to experience beautiful things. So that was one of the reasons why I said I wanted to create something where people can kind of like, you know, build their own packages, you know, according to their budget, you know? So
that's what I get at. That the breakdown of that was very good, but also the whole dynamic, because for especially with a person coming from style, because you always been a person about fashion and style, so you can see it in your work. You can see the presentation clearly in your work. So being able to make anything out of anything, you know, depending on whatever the budget is, that's prime example that you can really do a lot. Regardless of what you're trying to do, you can make it look $1 million even if you don't have $1 million. So
exactly.
But a lot of your I was, you know, going through your page, and a lot of your stuff is very rich looking, luxurious looking, and you, it's the setup. So presentation really is everything. It really is everything. Great job. Welcome aboard. Let me see. Thank now. You. This is my first time having this many people on a screen, y'all. So I'm about to see how this is about to work out with and the rest of the people on the screen. If not, if I have to take a few people off that have already spoken, I may have to do that. I'm just, give me a second though. I'm gonna try to see what I'm gonna play with this a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, we got this. Power is in the building. Welcome, Power. Let's see if we can bring Power on. There she go. The rest
hey.
Of the Power, hey. Ayla. Welcome, Ayla. Do I have you muted? Hold on. Oh no, you're not muted. Okay. Can you hear me? You can hear me, Power. Y'all can hear me? The rest of y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just making sure I haven't went out on my end. Let me take Power back off and bring her back on for a second. Do, 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 do. What's up, Miss Lady? I can't hear you. Log out and come back on. You heard me? No, oh, wait. Now it looked like I got unmuted. There we go. Oh, it said you chose unmute yourself, Power. There we go. Unmute. Can't hear me. Worth the day. Somebody type a comment on there and tell her to unmute herself. Tell her to unmute herself so she can come on the screen, because I don't have her muted. And I don't want to be okay, so she went out and come back. Okay. All right. So while we let me make sure who listened. Oh, Janae, she working. She must say work. Nice work, Pri. We got a comment. Let me put up the comments, y'all. I'm going through the conversation and forgetting about the comments. We got a comment from Queen that say, very nice work, Pri, and awesome Kawan. Okay, so, oh, there she go. I'm ready to go ahead and do her intro so we could jump into this conversation. Power. Okay, so it's still saying you got yourself muted. I don't know why I'm saying that. Kawana went on another.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Then me.
Which way? There you go. And then pre. Okay. Okay. So while we wait for power to get back or get try to get logged on, I have a video that I want y'all to see and y'all to give me y'all to watch the video and see. For me, this video speaks volumes, but I don't know if a lot of people heard what Brother Malcolm had to say about women. So let me bring that on for y'all.
One thing that I became aware of in my traveling recently through Africa and the Middle East, in every country that you go to, usually the degree of progress can never be separated from the woman. If you're in a country that's progressive, the woman is progressive. If you're in a country that reflects a consciousness toward the importance of education, it's because the woman is aware of the importance of education. But in every backward country, you'll find the women are backward. And in every country where education is not stressed, it's because the women don't have education. So one of the things I became thoroughly convinced of in my recent travels is the importance of giving freedom to the woman, giving her education, and giving her the incentive to get out there and put that same spirit and understanding in the children.
All right. So somebody sent me that video today, and I found that to be very, very inspiring. I was like, you know what? People don't want to give women enough credit in history because we were muted for so long. Our voices were muted for so long. If people were doing anything in our families, our husband was making the money, our brothers, our fathers was making the money, and whatever type of advice or books we were written or writings, any positivity, anything that was said in that house, it stayed in that house. It stayed in that house. You didn't have it to where our voices were heard. Women did not have a voice. So to hear Brother Malcolm say, once women became rooted in a lot of those different things, you saw a change in the community. You saw effectiveness. You saw this happening. You saw that happening. And I think that is a super, there we go again with the thing. That is a super important reason as to why we have to be the people we are. We have to continue to be people of inspiration. We have to always be people who know how to nurture. We have to always be people who listen. We have to always be people who are giving. It doesn't stop as a woman. And you see the credit being taken away because now you're allowing people to say they can make babies out of robots and artificial intelligence because you're trying to replace one of the most powerful people on the chessboard. So I want to ask you all, what do you all feel about that statement that Malcolm said? What do you all think? Do you all agree? Do you have some, you want to add to it? You think that any of it replicates who you are and what, as to why you created what you created? What do you think about that?
I absolutely agree with Malcolm. And if you just think back on all of of the conversations that you may have had with like some of your homeboys, a lot of them would say, I learned the game from my mama. And that's so true. You know, I think that because we are nurturers, you know, we are educators, you know, we instill certain things and values into our kids. So they'll know, like, look, especially being that we went through so much in the day, you know, back in the day, we instill so much wisdom and values in our kids to let them know, like, hey, this is what you need to do to move forward. This is what you need, you know. And then it all boils down to helping each other. You know what I mean? It all boils down to that. So I totally agree with Malcolm. Where there's ignorance, there's nobody teaching. And usually those teachings come from a woman. Why? Because women, we learn. We're patient enough to learn. We're patient enough to listen. And we have time. We make time, you know, to teach. Men don't do that. And that's just by nature. So I think that Malcolm was dead on the nail when he said that.
I like that, Pri. Anybody else got an opinion about Malcolm's statement?
I definitely agree. We hear it all the time that the future is female. And I know a lot of people be like, well, you know, men this, men that, but it's the female that pours into her kids. If she has a significant other, she's uplifting him, she's building him up, she's helping him. So females play a major role in everything, in the progress that we see. So I definitely agree.
Like that. Thank you, Tracy. Kawan, what do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I agree as well. I do know that we are taking over pretty much. We're getting up there. We have a lot of our men that are either locked up or dead or has changed on us. So I do see.
I just had to make sure I let you know I paid attention to the way that was featured, okay.
But yeah, I do see us actually we are growing, we getting to the top, and more years to come, it's gonna be less men, more women. We taking over. I love the statement, and it is what it is.
Now, I definitely agree with Malcolm on the statement, but I also feel like, because y'all know I'm a proponent of coupling. I'm a proponent of producing as a unit. I definitely know that we as women are a lot of the foundation. We are the core to a lot of the foundations that are built in this nation, in this country, in this place, in this time, in the past, in the present, and will be in the future. I totally will never disagree with that. But I do believe that it's going to continue to take the both of us as a unit to be that continued force in Black culture in general, period. But what I feel is that the only issue is that with that is that men do have, our Black men, a lot of our Black men love and support us as Black women. True indeed. But a lot of our Black men are against seeing us standing in the front, being those leaders, being those formulated women of power. Every relationship, the man ain't gonna be the one with all the power. It's just not gonna be that way. Sometimes your woman is going to be that person who has the voice, for the unspoken, the voice for women, if she needs to speak for women, the voice for you sometimes, the voice for the family. So we have to remind them, and when you're dealing with a real man, and when you're dealing with a man that is knowing of self and full of self-worth and understanding, you ain't got to worry about all that. They ain't questioning your position. They're not questioning your power. It's the unstable. It's the unstable-minded creatures that want to tear down what you are building up within yourself, that they should be helping you build within yourself as well. So that's my only issue with the fact that it is going to be women leading the pack, because listen, for more reasons than none, we are the forces of nature when it comes to trends. We are a trending topic. Black women will forever be a trending topic. It don't matter if Black men against us, it don't matter if Black white women against us and white men against us. Guess who not? Us. Because we support some of the most ignorant, ratchet ass Black people, Black women shit. We support some of the most glorious Black women shit. We support some of the most unstable Black women shit. But one thing we're gonna do is support Black women. Mm-hmm. Don't matter. I don't care how anybody look at it. Let me see if who else we got bought on. We got we got Nay. Is that Nay right there? Who is that? Oh, that's Sharika too. Let me see, girl. Let's get y'all people on this camera. Now, I'm telling y'all, I done told everybody who already here. I don't know how many people I can bring on the screen at one time, but I'm going to see what I can do. All right. We got Sharika Collins that just came on screen. You on that, girl?
Hey, love. How everybody doing?
What's going on, queen?
I'm doing good. Y'all been having some good conversation. I just been listening in.
Well, good. Thank you for listening in. Let me go ahead and do your proper introduction, and then you can jump on into the conversation with us. So welcome to the studio, we have Miss Sharika Collins. She's a Tallahassee native who has been married for 15 years and has two school-age sons. Educationally, Miss Collins holds a Bachelor of Social Work from Florida State University, a Master of Political Science from FAM, a paralegal certification from Eastern Gateway Community College, and she is also a State of Florida Notary Public and loan signing agent. God damn, girl. Professionally, she has over 10 years of experience in the social services sector and is currently employed as legal services specialist. In her spare time, she enjoys hosting family gatherings, watching docs and crime TV, as well as vacationing with her family and her children and husband. Welcome to the studio, Miss Collins.
Welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for having me again. The last time was a blast. It was in person, so it was a little different, but it was fun nonetheless.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm glad you are here. While you have the stage and the floor, go ahead and let us know what's inspiring you to continue on your quest, your mission, your journey, and your goals that are keeping you active in becoming Miss Collins.
My family, my kids, my boys, I just want them to have different life experiences than I had. You know, we see the post about people saying they, you know, got it out the mud, and that's great. I did. I don't want that for my boys, you know. I want to kind of set a foundation for them to make things in life a lot easier for them than it was for me. And I like people. I like working with people. I like helping people get to where it is that they're trying to go. I do a lot of stuff off the radar, and I guess at some point I need to put it on the radar. But just like helping people with employable skills, prepping for interviews, helping them with their resumes, you know, and I enjoy hearing those satisfaction stories about, you know, I got an interview, I got a job, you know, things of that nature. So I'm just an all-around people person. I like to have a good time, and in doing that, I like making a difference in people's lives.
Well, welcome to the studio. Thank you for giving yourself to the people and becoming a gateway to where you're trying to go in your future, because you have goals. You have a reason for why you're here today. And because I'm going to make sure I said that in the introduction earlier. I have women on here today that are already walking in a lane that they've been walking in for a number of years, even before they created their businesses. A lot of them have already become waymakers. But then we have also women who are walking into new paths, into new goals, into new futures that they are creating for themselves. So welcome to the studio, Miss Collins. Thank you for being a guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's bring on Miss DeJanae. That's how I used to say her name first, y'all. When I first met her, I'm about to bring her on. But when I first met her, y'all, I used to call this girl DeJanae, and her name is Janae. It's just spelled really, really differently. Welcome to the studio, Janae. How are you, sweetheart?
What's going on? How y'all doing today?
All right.
I'm good. I'm alive. I can't complain.
I know that's right. Don't nobody want to hear about it anyways.
I heard that. So, didn't you just butcher my name? Came out of the gate butchering it.
You know, when we first listened, for a number of months before she corrected me, I was just around that state office, y'all. Everybody like, y'all seeing Janae? I was like, who is Janae? I know DeJanae. And I'm saying this lady name all wrong. Just dead wrong for that. But
I'm Janae, but everybody calls me Nay.
And I wasn't going to ask her to send me nothing else. But she sent me a bio of her business. And
that's what you wanted.
I wanted a bio of you, but inclusive of your business. And she sent me all this stuff about her business. Now she can definitely tell y'all about her business. But for right now, because I do want you to tell us how you got started in that. But for right now, I'm going to give her my introduction. This young lady is Janae Kennedy. I met her a number of years ago because we were in the same state office creating and trying to come up with new things to do, because you know everybody celebrate Christmas and Kwanzaa was coming. So we decided we wanted to do something for Kwanzaa. And we got all the other little black women on our floor and went and brought them together. And we put together a menu of different Kwanzaa-related foods. And she met my children because I was the only one at the time when we first started the group that had children. And she became a village auntie and decided she was going to break bread and break corn with the people, y'all. And the only reason why I knew she was real like that is because she a Pisces. Welcome to the studio today, Candy and my people. Tell us a little bit about why you got started with Scented Melodies, Janae.
Well, it was during the pandemic. We was working from home. My schedule was upside down because I was pretty much sleeping during the day and working at night. It seemed to be the only time the VPN would work out. You know, I could get on there and do any work without any traffic. And Bath and Body Works was having a sale, a really, really big sale. So I got online and, you know, I had racked up all my candles and my little plugins and everything. And I seen the price of it. And before I could click, you know, before I shot myself in the foot with how much I had spent, I sat there and thought about it. And I was wondering, I was like, dang, can I make a candle? Can I make a plug-in? Can I do this myself? I wonder if I could do this. And so before long, I had left my cart. I had to went on Google, start researching, looked at a couple of YouTube videos and joined a couple of Facebook groups. And TikTok was just taking off right then and there. So I got on TikTok too. And before long, I had them bought me a candle making kit and then just started creating candles. And then at the time, you know, everybody was on the, you know, support Black businesses wave. And, you know, I never really wanted to be a business owner. I've always been like a behind the scenes person. I like to make things work behind the scenes, but I felt like I could really do it. And so after, you know, countless amount of nights of stand up super late, a bunch of failures, and then a bunch of achievements, I decided to go ahead and start my business. And here we are. We're about to be on year two in June, and it's going pretty good so far.
And when you say pretty good, like, because I'm not only trying to get all up in your revenue income, but I want to ask this because I know a lot of businesses, when the first year or first couple years, you're doing a lot more probably breaking even or loss in gains versus gains and losses. And Kawan, Precy, y'all jump in on this question too. What have you been able to see within your first year versus your second year, a decrease or increase in revenue that has made you say, okay, regardless, I'm just going to keep going?
To me, I'm actually starting to see a little bit of profit from it. That first year was a little rough. I felt like I was putting more into it than I was getting back. And then, you know, every now and then you take an L too. So you don't know what you're going to get the next day. You just got to keep pushing. But I'm actually starting to see a little bit of profit. You know, when we first met, I was working two jobs. Mm-hmm. And in the pandemic, my second job was like Uber and like Uber Eats and stuff. So when the pandemic started, that wasn't safe. So I had to stop completely doing that. And this, to start a business, it was supposed to be like my second job, but now I have like aspirations to get like my own storefront and eventually just kind of start working my full-time job and then just kind of jump into my business and start making my own money and working for myself. So it started as something just to do on the side, and now it's turning into, you know, me being able to have generational wealth for my family and hopefully my future kids too.
Okay. All right, Bree, what you say about that?
Well, I definitely agree. The first year, it was like a lot of investing, you know, just having to build up inventory and all that stuff. So I was making money. I actually did a lot of parties my first year because of the pandemic. So, but I just put that money back into my business. And so now that I have built up a lot of inventory, now, you know, I'm able to really, you know, cut myself a check, per se. So yeah. And not only that, you know, it was this business was, I was able to, you know, put money, you know, into my rental property and all that stuff. So I would say now I'm starting to actually see more of the profit versus the first year when I was trying to build up a lot of the inventory.
That's good. I like what you said. And I know most of y'all are going to have that same response as far as the inventory. You have to build up the inventory. You got to have all the material. You got to have those things, even though you're going to have to buy more things, but getting the basic things is going to get you up front and ahead. So now when you have to buy certain, when you get a party or get a candle order, you don't have to go and buy all those things anymore. Now,
right.
This is profit. This could actually be something. You know what I'm saying? Because we done spent the money to buy that stuff.
Kawan, yeah, and really in the first year, you can make profit, but it's just wise to just invest back into your business.
Right, right.
Agreed.
Kawan, what you think about that?
Well, I know my first year, I pretty much tripled. But then the second year, it slowed down a little bit. I seen mistakes that I wanted to correct. And I'm on my third year now, and I changed around those mistakes, and I'm doing things like I should have done from the beginning, because I jumped out a different way. And this time here, I'm going a little bit by the books on mainly the advertising part. I have the customers, I have the product. It's like the advertising, getting it out there. So that's my thing for this year. But yeah, that first year I did boom, but it trickled down.
So it is that first 5 year significance could be, you know, when you're investing in a business, you can see the 5 year itch where, you know, sometimes you might have that year of doing good. You might have that year of doing a little bit good, maybe a little better the next year. So it's always something that's going to be there. And like Chrissy said, when you do have those times, it's beautiful when you've already made those investments back into your business, because now when you're trying to continue to keep building, you already have what you need. All you got to do is push that marketing and push that promo in, and you can invest in that. So it's a whole lot of different ways now that we are going to see us become bigger way makers. Now, questions. Now we got to go jump into the conversation, because that's what y'all here for. That's what y'all here for, real quickly. And I'll keep y'all along with this, but I do want to make sure we do have a little bit of a conversation about how to make sure that you are on the right track for the ones that are already way makers, because you're here for those particular reasons. But also for the reason of knowing that in order to continue to be considered a way maker woman, you have to continue growing into the woman that you're trying to become. You know what I'm saying? So it don't stop that first year. It don't start. If your whole growth epidemic doesn't just end once you be like, oh, I done made it, I done did it. It there's a continual growth process with that. So one of the things I want to ask is, why do you feel like what you do is so significant from what somebody else is doing? You have a reason for why you're standing apart. And I want to address this first question to Sharika, because everybody in here, the majority of y'all in here, like 1, 2, 3, it's like 3 family graduates up here. It's a lot of, that's what I know. Y'all up in here, then you got some Florida State ones, and then you got some TCC people. But the point of the matter is, we're here for a reason. And I wanted to address this question to Sharika first, because she's a paralegal. She does legal assistance. She has these degrees, and she's a social butterfly on top of that. But she's also just walking into this lane. So what are you going to do, Ms. Collins, to make your lane significant for Ms. Collins?
Well, I am not a social butterfly. I have called this year my exit left season. I am comfortable in settings with people that I know, but I was not networking. I wasn't going to any functions, anything. And this year I have like jam-packed my schedule. Like every week I'm trying to be somewhere. Railroad Craft House, the Wine Wednesdays, and just, that's something for me personally, because in order to be effective in what I want to do, I have to be out in the front, you know, front and center. And then professionally, it's helping me to establish connections at 40 that I really should have had at like 30. And I know you can't dwell on the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, but just thinking about my professional experience, my educational background, certain things I wish I would have done sooner, earlier, differently, but we're here in, you know, the now. My goal as far as what I want to do as a waymaker in training, with providing like employable services, I think what is going to make my lane unique, well, what I know is going to make my lane unique, is my personality, my delivery of services. If you have ever come in contact with me, I'm straight, no chaser. And I think that that's what people need. Like, they need to be able to hear real life stories. Everybody talks about the success. I'm here now. I make all of this money. I have this big house, this car, whatever. But no one wants to have those moments of transparency, authenticity about not having money, you know, having degrees and being in between jobs, without jobs, and what you had to do and what that looked like. And I think when you make yourself like vulnerable and just be raw and real with people, they're not only inclined to, you know, come to you or refer you, you know, for services, but they believe in what, you know, you're doing and not really what you're selling, but like they believe that what you want to do for them, you know, because they can relate to you. So that's my approach when I'm interacting with people and providing them the services that I provide.
And it's going to be different anyway, because you're going to bring you to the table. Everybody has to bring a form of themselves, and that form may not be what this set of people need. So you're going to cater to the group of people who you're supposed to cater to. And that's how it falls in business. That's what we have to learn about what we do as business people. You cannot walk into a lane or a room that doesn't fit your business. Don't go in there if that's not for you. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I don't want people to feel like, oh, you know, because when you said you got your calendar jam packed, you're going to get to some doors and turn around. Trust me, you will, because every networking opportunity is not your opportunity. So when you get to that door, you may just be like, okay, well, I tried. It's not for me, though. So with that being said, I want you guys to go around and tell me what makes your lane significant to what you're doing. What makes you spectacularly different to your lane, for your lane? We can start with, who is that down there? Janae, we'll start with you.
You gotta put me on the spot. To be honest with you, I'm still kind of exploring my lane, trying to figure out where I fit in. I think the biggest part about it is growth. I'm willing to grow. I'm willing to take the criticism so I can grow. I'm kind of just kind of rolling with the punches and learning as I go and just trying to suck it in. That's pretty much what I'm trying to do at this moment. You know, I came a long way within the last couple of years. I had a really, really bad, I think it started in like 2018, and I just had to grow from it. So as of now, I'm kind of just trying to have fun and learn as much as I can.
So you the research element that you're going through, like, cause you said in the beginning, you know, you was doing the bath, the body works, you got a different element to your candles. Like, tell us about the candles, Nay. I want you to tell the people about the candles.
Okay.
Because I need them to know that you bring in a different type of candle. It ain't just the
a regular candle. I do have some regular candles. Yeah, it ain't just, you go to Bath and Body Works, everybody want to know what they smell. But I actually got some right here. I generally like to try to make my candles look like something special. So, like, for instance, this is my blueberry candle. It looked like cake. It looked like something that you just want to, when you see it, hey, I want to buy this. I want to get this to somebody. It's my way of trying to stick out in a saturated market. Everybody can, you know, pour a candle and make it look real flat, but I want to make it look extra. I want it to be tangible. I want you to be able to touch it. I want you to smell it, and I want you to be able to feel what you burn it. You know, that's how I stick out. I got a couple more. I also like to have the smell look like what it is. So this is banana pudding candle. It look like banana pudding. I put the wafers in there, the bananas, all of that. So, I mean, I also try to make like little keepsake gifts, things you want to give to people, things you want to, you know, treasure. I had somebody whose child passed away, so I made them a candle with like little baby feet in there. Just something that they can keep for themselves, get them a custom label. They may not want to burn it. They may just want to look at it every day. Like I said, I want to create memories, but I also want you to be able to feel what you're burning. That's the lane that I'm trying to stick to. Just still trying to find my niche, you know what I'm saying? Just to figure out what the values of the company is. That's why, you know, I know how I started out and I'm trying to evolve. Like I'm going through a rebrand right now. So, cause I learned what aesthetic is and all of that good stuff. So like I said, I'm still learning. I'm open for criticism. Just trying to find my way.
I think you have completely, I think you already know what your lane is. I think you have that. I think you're going to continue to, your niche for it and how you add to it is going to continue to grow. But I think that this the difference in between your the candles, for one, is that they smell like food. They smell like food, pure food, y'all. I got a peach cobbler candle, and every time I light it, I feel like something in the oven. Like it smells, and it smells like lights up your home. It smells delicious. So I think that you separated yourself. They on here saying, "How can we purchase?" My wife says she needs some candles. How can we purchase your candles? See what I'm saying? So they drop in the comments if you can, or send it melodies, y'all. It's on IG, and then you her website, sendmelodies.com. I forgot.
I've never used this platform before. I'm trying to jump on here now. I knew, and I seen it on the stand. I was like, what is this?
She got some, and like you said, now you're building onto the aesthetics of it. So the lane is forever growing. So I love that. Let's jump to our next person. That's Tracy up there. Yes. And it's Tracy. Tell us what makes you and this lane so significantly different and what you bring to the table.
I think what I bring to the table is authenticity. What you see me. I'm always that friend that's encouraging you, celebrating you. You lose 5 pounds, friend, let's go celebrate. You need somebody to work out with, friend, I'm going to work out with you because that's me. I'm a supporter. I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure the people that I'm connected to win. And no win is too great, no win is too small. Just I love celebrating any type of success because you feel good. You feel like you're accomplishing something. And that's just always been me. And I think that's what makes me stand out because I lead by example. I'm not, you know, being fake. You know, there was a huge wave of women empowerment and it was like a money grab. And, you know, you would go somewhere. Sometimes take anything away from it. But I continue to pour into people. I continue to grow and also helping me become a better person. So I'm pouring into somebody else. It's also healing me. So I think that is what makes me stand out and different.
That definitely is going to be very useful with several people. And the way you push the brand already speaks that. That's a value for one, because when you in your mission statement, it says that your purpose is to spread love and help women know that they are more than any label, mistake, and limitation placed on them. And what I love about the mission statement is that you have to be an example of your mission. So you cannot, if you're going to have a complete mission statement as such, you have to be walking in that example. You can't go out and try to heal and give people understanding and intelligence and intellect and all these wonderful healing measures without being healed yourself or even going through that healing process. And because we are beyond just, you're not just a panelist today, we are Facebook friends. We do have a long-term history. I love the fact that you're very authentic, about who you are. You're very transparent. If you're not having a good day, you're not afraid to say, I'm not having a good day. It might have been a little bit harder to push through this weekend. And those are the things that draw people into seeing that this is a normal human being. I can talk to somebody like that because they're giving me exactly who I am for that particular day. I might be feeling the same way. So that is definitely going to continue to add to your she's more society, because you're going to start having more of those women transition to you who have been through certain things. We're going to ask Kawan next. Kawan, tell us what makes you so different in your lane. I know you said in the beginning about why IME was created and the reason why it is a staple, but some of the panelists weren't here yet, and I want you to kind of reiterate that a little bit, because that was a powerful mission. It comes the voice of the voiceless. Let's hear about it.
Okay, I actually created this brand because growing up, I was bullied. I fought a lot, and I wasn't able to give my reason to my mom. We got in trouble, so we couldn't speak. Over the years, I just created a diary. I wrote down everything because that was my voice within myself. So with my brand, the reason why it says I am me is because I need to describe me. As I got older, I start realizing I am me. I do have a voice. I need to learn how to use my voice. So a lot of people don't know how to use their voice to actually speak or, you know, defend themselves. So, of course, I created a brand, a registered brand that speaks for you. And it's an affordable brand. I didn't want to do anything that was high priced because I'm not a high priced person, because I'm not trying to get rich. I'm already rich. Thank you. But, you know, so I just wanted, you know, I want them to be able to wear that and feel that. I don't have to open my mouth. When somebody sees me, they know exactly who I am, regardless if they like it or not. So that's going to be I'm staying in that lane because my brand is based off of me and my everyday living and seeing the different things that's actually going on. And so I really feel like that lane going to continue to keep going.
That's wonderful, sis. I appreciate you breaking that down for us again. And I think, again, that being the voice for the voiceless is just powerful enough. Like I can be authentically me. Period. Pre.
Yes.
Tell us, girl. Oh, tell us why this lane is your lane, Pre.
Well, I mean, I just really, really enjoy making things beautiful. And a lot of folks that don't know me don't know that I am a giver. And so what I really love most about doing what I do, first of all, it grants me the ability to just be myself. You know how I am. I have a very strong personality. I'm a clown, but I'm also a realist. And I just like Sharika, I give it to you straight up, no chaser. So when people come to me, a lot of the reviews that I get, they appreciate the fact that I'm very honest about what I feel about what they want. You know, a lot of people, you know, want things and don't necessarily know how to go about or doing them, but then, you know, I'm straight up with them about what they want. If it looks good, if it doesn't, not only that, but, you know, like people who come to me with not so big budgets, what I do is like with all of my clients, you know, I always add something in, you know, I spend my money just to add something in so they can be all like, wow, like I wasn't expecting that. And, you know, just like I tell people all the time, like, you know, people will forget what you do, what you say, but they never forget how you make them feel. And when you come into an event and you get this, you know, you get this look that you wasn't expecting, and you know, you looking good, you feeling good, and then you see this. It's just one of those things where when I come back, they be like, girl, like you just don't know what you did, you know, the memories you created, all of those things, you know, make me feel good about what I do. And again, it's not a job for me because I really, really enjoy doing it.
And you do it also well. I told you, y'all, if y'all want to go check, everybody on here has pretty much a business page, I believe. Even Sharika has hers, Paralegal Bay. And it does advertise some of the things she's doing, her walk, how she moves, all those different things. So y'all make sure y'all follow these brands. We got at She's More Society with Tricia Renee up there. Pree has Chic by Decor and Design. Kawan has I Am Me Legacy, I Am Me T Legacy. Janae has Senate Melodies at, it's just Senate Melodies, not at. And Power, she's not on here right now, but she's at Power. And the Power has the number 3 instead of the letter E. So definitely super excited about hearing about everything that you got going on, you guys got going on. And I want to say another reason why your voices were needed today is because there are so many people that are looking to start businesses and start ventures and walk into different lanes and walk into different rooms that they have, that they're fearful to enter. And I wanted to have you guys here to tell us or give them a reason for why that room that they feel like is there should be entered, but also give them that preparation key. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like them hearing today that it doesn't just happen overnight. You guys that run businesses pretty much put it out there. Like, you might have a good first year, you might have a better second year. It just depends on your perseverance, how much you're investing back into your businesses, and what you're willing to risk to take to actually produce who you are going to be. And that is what made you all Waymakers. You're not just here by design. It didn't happen just for any reason. We all are all on this particular panel for being purposeful women. So the next thing I wanted to ask is, we Black women have a huge following. We have a huge following base, and I spoke about it earlier, whether it's a negative following base, positive, it could trickle in between both of them. We know how to get the people going. So what do you think within your business or within the person that you are and who you're pushing to the people, who do you think supports you the most?
People I don't know. For me, a lot of professionals support me, but it's always people I don't know.
Okay. Who else want to answer that? Because, I mean, and the reason why I ask that question is because a lot of us direct a lot of our business to a certain crowd. So we're either going to get the support of the people who we're directing our businesses to, or we're not. And when I first started Shelby's Bistro, cooking classes is what I started with back in the day when I first began. When I first did that, everybody who did a cooking class for me was not one of my first 35 customers or clients were Black. I'm this 28, 30-year-old Black girl, woman, walking into mansion-like houses out in Golden Eagle doing cooking parties, cooking instructionals with people who don't look anything like me.
I wanted to comment on that, like, you know, just like you said, like, for whatever reason, you know, and you said it earlier, like, I'm going to say this because I've had other people to say this, like, my work, it looks rich. So I do attract, and that's what I meant when I said professionals. I always attract people with, you know, middle class, got more money. And then I've done other, you know, parties. And then, you know, I will ask, you know, certain people, like, well, why you ain't hit me up? And they'll say something like, you know, girl, your stuff looks too expensive versus, you know, contacting me and let's discuss it. You know what I mean? But I attract a certain, you know, crowd because of the way that it appears.
And the dynamic of that that's not for anything for you to change. You're attracting the crowds you're supposed to attract because your business is an event planning business. It's for money purposes. You have to spend money to make money in that type business. So, and the reason why I brought that up, the reason why this question is asked is because I said in the beginning, Black women support Black women. We have the most supported group. However, we have the most hated self group amongst each other as well. Like, we'll know that Pre will work with us because somebody done spoke Tallahassee this big. Somebody done told somebody that she don't work the deal for me. Hell, I was going to Pre for my 40th birthday party. I just didn't do a party. But I went to her and I told her what my budget was. Pre sent me back a quote, what all she can do within that budget. And it all sounded beautiful to me. I wanted everything that she said. And that's what I was willing to pay for. I just didn't do the party anymore. Other things happened in my life. But I know that I was going to get the same beautiful because why? Her name is on that.
Exactly.
You ain't coming in to half step over here because this is your name. This is your business. This is what you stand for. Kawan, I went to her to get my child's shirts made for her graduation, overdid it. I know she overdid it. You know what I'm saying? Got additional shirts. She made a nice amount of money off of this and then turn around. Their name is attached to that. You don't want to be putting out bad product if you know that this is going to be attached. So it's not your lane. The lane that you are in is there for a reason. You in that lane for a reason. The people who you attract are the people who you're supposed to attract. I never thought about it until after that. I used to get so sad because I would offer these specials, and I'm talking about cheap ass specials, but I go over here and drop this same special and add $10 to it. And it get sold out just like that. Because, you make food for white people. Only white people want to eat your food. What? I used to hear that so much, y'all. Like, I literally had to just say, you know what? This is not for me. To be trying to please people who are not supposed to enjoy this food. That's just what it boils down to. So I see it's like we all got quiet when it was saying that, like, who the group of the people that support you the most? No, speak your truth. Speak your damn truth. Now, because certain elements of what we're doing is going to be catered to certain ethnicities. So I would say Tricia, she's more society. She's not saying that only black women are more, but you know, she's a black woman, so black women gonna flock to her. You know what I'm saying? Period. Sharika, because the myth and the stereotype out about black women is that we're so aggressive and we have so much of this and so much of that. A lot of the people who are going to come to her are people who are strong-minded women, strong-minded people, people who are already ingrained in who they are. They are knowledgeable. Nay sell candles. Anybody who want a good smelling candle gonna buy Nay candles. That demographic is completely out there for candles. Some of your demographics are not to be like set apart from who you sell it to or who you're catering to. But a lot of times when you in working groups or certain areas, you're only going to cater to certain people in those areas. So when you know your lane, you stick to your lane, but you make your lane, you bust through that bitch. Like, you can't be afraid to make your lane the biggest lane out of all the lanes of people doing it now. You got to just make sure that you are knowledgeable of that lane. That if somebody come to you and be like, I need a resource or a referral, that you can actually give it to them. Because you need to know everything about that brand that you are promoting. Why would I come to Sharika about employability skills if she ain't got no damn job? You understand what I'm saying? Like, what type of advice is you gonna give me? Why would I come to Tracy if she's not telling me that she struggled with this same stuff? Why would I come to her if she acting like she perfect? It's a lot of different reasons for why. So next thing, as we get ready to close up for the day, I want to ask this last thing. Why are you a way maker? And I want to start that question off with Tracy. You know, you muted, Tracy.
I'm sorry.
No, you're all right. You're okay.
I think that's a loaded question.
Well, give me the unloaded version.
Because God called me to be.
There you have it. There you have it. Because you've been doing this long enough to say that. Now, I don't know. I don't know if people that just woke up yesterday and said, I'm just gonna be a mentor today. I don't know if God said that's for you. I don't know. But okay, I like that, Tracy. And you gonna give me, you said that's a loaded question too, and you gave me a real broad, and knowing it's direct, but it could have been so much more with that. But I'm gonna go on, that's perfect. Because it fits all volumes.
I believe that I'm a way maker because I'm able to, because I am a planner, I partner with a lot of different people. So I feel like, you know, when I'm blessed, I'm able to bless others. So say, for instance, you know, someone's throwing a party. They say, hey, you know, I need a caterer or I need a chef. You know, like I have a chef on my team. You know, I said, hey, I sent someone to you, Shelby. I was like, hey, I know a caterer. So not only am I able to be blessed, I'm able to bless others, you know, even if they don't even need my services. Just a referral enough alone is, you know, it's blessing someone else. So I feel like I'm a way maker because I open up other doors of opportunity for others.
I love that. Kawan, I think you muted. Hold on, let me unmute you for a second. There you go. Why are you a way maker?
Well, the ones before me on my side of the family, they didn't leave any footprints for me to follow. So my kids, I must leave some footprints for my family to follow after me. So I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to give up no matter what consequences, no matter what situation gets in the way. I must continue to make a way so that I can say I did that before I leave here. So
that legacy. Yeah. I love it. Sharika, why are you a way maker?
As a way maker in training, I'm still trying to find my way, figure out what it is that I want to do. But what's embedded in me is like passion for people. I'm a helping professional by nature. And so I'm just trying to figure out what it is that I can do to embody all these talents that I feel like I have, you know, like I do paralegal, I can do law notary, I can do loan signing, you know, for your mortgage. I can help you get a job and identify, you know, your skill sets. And then my new thing is I started in 2018, and like you said earlier, and some others, like life happens and you get thrown off. But I've always wanted to do real estate. And so I just have all these different things that I want to do. And I feel like I've just been sitting on these talents for so long. And you and I have discussed this, you know, in our inboxes when I'm talking and bouncing things off of you, like, Shelby, I'm just trying to figure out what it is I'm supposed to be doing. So my honest, really answer is that this was a great platform and experience for me to be on with people who are, you know, active in the now. So I can kind of learn different things from these talented women about how to model all of these different skills that I have and bridge them together and kind of figure out what to hone in on, what's important, what's significant to what I'm trying to do, my targeted population, all of the stuff that you all said, and just trying to figure out how to create my lane. So I'm still in that morph stage.
That's dope. Because you already got a lot to offer, but you're gonna have to, you want to ball it up into how you can do it as one.
Because I can't do all of it. And so, and that's what I've been wrestling with. Like, I want to do this and I want to do that. And I just got to figure out how to tailor those services and bring all those worlds together.
And you can definitely do it now. You bring your business and run all of it at one time. But you can, because it's a, they have, like, you remember Adecco Temporary Services, Manpower, all those different agencies were built upon doing that. They had trainings in those same places. They helped you become employable. And so they gave you trainings. They gave you skill sets. They sent you out on mock interviews. They did all of those different things, but they have all closed down.
Hey, sound like you need to start a temp agency, girl.
So it sounds to me like you need to get this going because you already have the skill sets. You just need to put them in that box, put them in that building where you can offer them, get you some people, bring them in, make sure they're employable, hire you the best of the best, and get that going. You know, we'll talk about it. We don't talk about it, but let's just know that you already got, you got your hands on everything that you're trying to do. Now you just got to make it work for you. I love that though. I like that you already know, but you're just trying to hone in on what it is you want to do with it all. So thank you for here. That way, and Trainer looking real good over there. Janae, what makes you a waymaker? Because ain't no black people making candles though. But go on, talk about it.
You'd be surprised.
We damn sure buy them.
You'd be surprised. So what I thought a waymaker was somebody who makes the road. And I generally don't like to follow behind other people. So in order for me not to follow somebody else's path, I got to make my own road. So that's, like she said, she's a waymaker in training. I'm with her on that one because I don't know where I'm going. I just know I'm going. That's it. that's pretty much where I'm at with it. Nobody really kind of set me up for success, so I know I got to create my own success. So it may not be the straightest road. It may be a little rocky, but it's going to be a road.
That's right.
I like that road, though, Nate. I told you, we don't know too many black candle makers if we do, but they may be like one of some of the hidden ones that like keep their name quiet. You know how we know that certain people wrote certain songs or that was behind certain hits for certain people. But regardless of the fact on the front street, your brand doesn't scream, I'm a black woman. So that's why you make your brand stand out and it goes to, in many different households. But when you get to meet you, you get to know, damn, this is a black woman making candles.
I know when you said earlier, you asked the question earlier who your audience was. I don't think I was able to respond, but my target audience is just generally men to women between the ages of 24 and like 46. So I don't discriminate. Whoever want to walk up and buy a candle, you go right ahead. As long as you put your money down, I'm not going to tell you can't have it. That's pretty much where I'm at with it.
And that's the way business is supposed to fall. And like I said, everybody like their house to smell good. Everybody love candles. So you don't have a reason for why people should be like, oh, I ain't going to buy no candles from her because, you know, no, you like candles that smell good. You ain't coming over here to look at me. You coming to buy my candle. So,
and then on top of that, I generally, not to, you know, Bath & Body Works is great. I mean, for the most part. But if you really look into the product that they push to you, it's not the best product. And because they're a corporate, you know, they're a big corporate company, they don't really... I guess they really don't care because they make it in mass production of the quality of their product that come to them. So, you know, sometimes candles blow up. Sometimes their houses burn down, you know, if they leave it unattended, something like that. So I generally try to, put out non-toxic candles that burn to the best of their abilities. And then on top of that, we just don't do candles. We do wax melts. We got room and linen sprays. I'm about to come out with some incense, working on plugins, like just, you know, your one-stop shop. You know, Black Bath and Body Works is what I was trying to do.
just keep it going for how you do yours, though, because, you know, like you said, once a lot of times when it becomes a mass production, mass productive brand, the care and quality goes out the window, which is why Bath and Body Works is so quick to say, you know, oh, that candle blew up. Hey, come get five more in the house. You know,
exactly.
Or you
exactly.
can come and turn in, turn around and bring in a different, an empty, a half used candle in, and get a new one. Like, it's certain things that they allow that other camp, like a small business or a smaller productive, I won't even say small business, but a smaller production company wouldn't be able to do. You hand make your candles. Everything right. is done. So the perfect, the labor and all that stuff goes into that. So people are paying for the love that you put in the candles. Now, we hoping that once you become that storefront, it don't change, you know, that you take the love out. But the point is that
the love not gonna leave.
We appreciate that. We like the smell of the peach cobblers and the blueberry soup sorbets and all that different stuff. But I want to thank y'all so much today because you guys, like my daughter just said, she said y'all all are powerful women. Keep up the good work and keep working hard. Y'all will definitely go far, no matter our age. Because a lot of times people don't see. We the only ones that really look at the fact that we either 39, 40, 45, 40, you know, we look at that. But on a day-to-day basis, we still have the opportunity to produce and be empowering to who we are becoming every single day. Because we don't know, you know, when that time comes that it's over for us. So while we're here, we need to always be in the moment, producing in the moment and making sure that what we have going on is going to be something that is left behind as a legacy for the people behind us. That's what a waymaker is. A waymaker is a leader who uses their power and their position to help others succeed. You're not a leader nor a boss if you look behind you and ain't nobody there. Remember that. If you're walking alone, you're doing it wrong. I really appreciate y'all so much for tuning in. To our audience and to our wonderful panel, Miss Collins, Miss Jefferson, Miss Ayers, Miss Kennedy, Miss Cromedy, Miss Madison, who couldn't get on with us today. But I appreciate y'all so much because you guys brought so much different hindsight to the people who are listening and also to me as we were getting through this conversation. Thank y'all so much.
Today. Thank you for having us.
And happy Women's History.
Same to you.
All right, y'all. Enjoy the rest of y'all evening.
Wait a minute. Can I shameless plug real quick? Because I don't know how to type in this comment screen and they was asking questions. It won't give me a...
Only way you can actually type in the actual comment screen is you got another phone or something separate. Because the one you own right now is only going to send private comments to me.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But if you was on the... So the actual comment screen is separate. That's like through YouTube or Facebook, whoever the viewing audience is.
Okay, well, shameless plug, if you want candles, you can go to my website, www.scentedmelodies.com. I also do custom orders. You can follow me on IG at Scented Melodies, Facebook at Scented Melodies, TikTok, to Twitter. Send me a DM. Let me know.
That's a dope name, by the way. I love that.
Thank you.
Because she started off with music notes on her candles.
I did. I was in the band. I've been in the band since I was in like middle school. So
okay.
I love music.
That's a dope name. I like it. Very catchy.
Drop your tell the people about your website before we get out of here tonight.
Oh, okay. Go to www.iammetz.com. And all the shirts are $12. I just put a new some new material on there. So y'all check it out.
I can be reached on Facebook or Instagram at www.facebook.com/sheetbydecor or instagram.com/sheetbydecor. Or you can just call me at 850-980-1977.
All right. Sharika, Tracy, y'all dropping plugs on here?
Okay, I'm on IG and Facebook at She's More Society, or it's Tracy Renee, and the website for She's More Society will be up this weekend.
All right, looking forward to it. Sharika.
Waymaker in training, so we don't have these websites and all of that good stuff that these ladies have. But if you need, you know, some employable skills, you can email me at teamcollinsconsulting@gmail.com, or you can call me at 850-354-0070.
Girl, what you talking about? You got a whole email and phone number. That's enough business. Okay. Let's do it. Thank y'all, ladies. Look at the Waymakers. I'm already calling her Waymaker.
Bye, y'all.
Creating her own lane. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all evening. Peace.